Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This interview is sponsored by a new and standout destination in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by longtime healthcare professionals Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora blends advanced technology with personalized care to help you feel your best. Whether it's whole body cryotherapy to reduce inflammation, an infrared sauna to detox and relax, LED light therapy to recharge at the cellular level, or assisted stretching to improve mobility, Alora has something for everybody. Their mission to provide science-backed wellness in a calm, welcoming space. Whether you're recovering from a tough workout, managing stress, or just investing in your long-term health, Alora is your modern approach to feeling better mind, body, and soul. Stop by 821 C Highway 12 right across from Kroger or explore more at aloramodernwellness.com.
All right, as you know, we don't have a lot of hard and fast rules here on Thunder and Lightning, but one of them has always been if you win a national championship, we're going to get you onto the podcast. And we are joined now by two members of the MSU esports team, Mason Marchanda, who's the team captain, Gage Fullwood, team member and event director. Guys, I appreciate you coming on. I am an old school video game guy, so I enjoy seeing video games and esports, the amount of relevancy it's getting. So, Mason, sort of take us through the journey of MSU esports. You know, this is a program that has been winning a lot lately. And has become a program that's, you know, I don't see the national rankings. I haven't seen the AP poll on esports or anything like that. But where right now in the nation would you rank MSU esports?
Overall, as a club, I think since we have so many different sports, I'd say easily we're ranked pretty highly among colleges. All of our teams tend to be very, very high skill levels, compete in various leagues. Obviously it's a little different than some of your traditional sports. We play in different leagues and stuff, but, I'd say at least for our team for Siege, I'd say we can definitely compete at those higher levels. I'd put us in the top 25 team for sure.
All right, so you said Siege, what game is that for our listeners who don't know?
Yeah. So it's a game called Rainbow Six Siege, Tom Clancy. It was actually originally a book. Some people might've even, read, but, yeah, it's just a tactical shooting game. It's a
5v5 like squad shooter game. You got people defending like a building, and then you got attackers trying to, you know, plant a bomb and, you know, take control of the map.
Okay. I've played that game. I played it back on, like, I think on the original Xbox, if I'm correct. So that to give you an idea there of how old I am as a person. Is that the game that you guys won the national title in?
Yeah, so they have a newer version of it. I think you're thinking of like Rainbow Six Vegas. They used to have all these old story games and stuff like that, like military hardcore shooter.
Right.
Back in 2016, they had to recycle one of those games. Like 6 months before launch, they turned it into a multiplayer game where you use all those operators from Team Rainbow, and just been.
And that kind of the game of choice right now? For you know, people your age, is that the game that people are playing in these competitions more often than not?
The collegiate scene is honestly pretty strong for Rainbow Six. I would say the game of choice right now is probably Valorant, Marvel Rivals, CS2, and Rainbow Six. Those are like the top four.
Okay, what is Valorant? I don't know what that game is.
Valorant's a similar game. It's more like if you've ever heard of like CSGO. It's similar but simpler. They have agents with abilities, but they just take a map and they have to plant the bomb. But it's not as tactical as Siege. It's more like gunplay oriented.
Okay. And then the other game that I'm familiar with in terms of I've heard about it, I kind of have an idea of what it is. I know it's big in esports is League of Legends. What is that game?
I'll explain that one because I played a good bit. That one's also a 5v5. A lot of games just happen to be that way. Mm-hmm. But that one also has people, those aren't agents. They have different people with abilities. Mm-hmm. And there's the goal of that game is to take the enemy's Nexus. So that's just the thing back in their spawn with a bunch of towers protecting it. And everybody will level up as the game goes on, and you have to purchase different items to make you better. That one takes a lot of brain power. That's a very smart and very hard game.
Yeah. When I hear
that one's a bit different.
Take a Nexus. It makes me think of Battlefront. Is it similar to that?
Kind of, not really. It's mainly just the
like, kind of, but not really.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's a similar idea, but
okay.
You can picture like those old like RuneScape style games. It's kind of like a click and point kind of thing.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I really date myself if I say I played a lot of StarCraft back in the day?
Yeah,
Okay, I just
a
want to be
little
sure.
bit.
I felt like I would. Tell what is the tournament like? How are they set up? Who all are you competing against, and how does that tournament flow?
So for us, we competed in a league called NECC, and how that worked was at the very beginning of our season, they kind of split it. There's two different seasons, so we had a fall and a spring. I joined this team back in the spring semester, and at the beginning of each semester, we have a placement tournament because there will be different kinds of divisions, and we played in those. We actually won that out, so we ended up getting placed very high, and then, you'll have a regular season where we compete against different teams to try and get seedings to play to qualify for the playoffs. And then once we qualified for the playoffs in the spring, we went pretty far in those, which that gets us points to qualify for the national tournament. And I think we ended up placing third in the first playoffs in the spring. And then here in the fall, we ended up placing, I think, the same, if I'm not mistaken. Which got us enough points to qualify for nationals, which was a whole separate bracket, full of a bunch of different teams. And we went all the way in that and ended up winning that.
So, obviously, when you're here at Mississippi State, one of the key things in any sport is to be able to beat Ole Miss on a regular basis. I've been told that that has not been a problem for the MSU esports team.
No. I know Gage will be able to talk more about that, but I know we host a tournament for that. So I'll let
Yeah,
him
we
talk.
usually have like an Egg Bowl every year that alternates between. Normally, we kind of destroy Ole Miss a little bit. I
All
think
right.
even when we had Siege around, we haven't had it recently because I think they just got tired of losing, so they just stopped having a Siege team. Yeah.
Yes. That's good. That's good stuff. So I'm a guy that plays video games when I'm off work, right? That's how I relax. This is something you guys do. I wouldn't call it work, but this is part of your this is what you do. What do you guys play video games to when you're not playing video games? I guess is my question.
Speaking of which, I mean, even last night we had a practice for another team we're kind of doing to get better over the summer. A lot of since this can be a job, this can be a professional thing, a lot of those teams will 8 hours a day play the game. Obviously, we're not that serious, but during the school year, we like to set up practices. Obviously, you're going to take those a lot more serious than just casually playing a game, but we'll set aside time to scrimmage other teams and try and get runs in.
Do you guys play games that you don't play competitively?
Some of us do, some of us don't.
Yeah.
Me and Gage like to play a lot of games together. We like to play different kinds of games. Well, we have some guys on the team that pretty much only play Siege, and they're very good at it,
I can
obviously. So
imagine, yeah.
yeah, that's
Me
why.
personally,
Yeah.
I can't like I have to even though like I might have like one or two things I'll do, I can't like compared to like playing sports, I used to play like tennis in high school, stuff like that. Being on a computer all day is a bit much for me.
Yeah.
After like 2 or 3 hours, I tend to clock out. So I prefer to go out and like work out, hang out with friends, that kind of thing.
I mean, nobody's going to be against you for that. I when I'm talking about like relaxing, I like to pop in like Red Dead Redemption and just ride on my horse for like an hour or two. Just go sightseeing basically before, I just randomly kill somebody out of nowhere. If somebody is, if there's a youngster listening in high school and they're into esports and they want to come to Mississippi State and maybe get involved with the team, how do they go about doing that?
I'll let Gage take that one as well.
Yeah, so I mean, if you want to get involved with MSU Esports, it's not too hard. Normally, we'll have like an interest meeting, and we're trying to work on some events to reach out to high schools and try and go there and table a little bit, that sort of thing. We have tryouts in the fall and spring every year. You get through those. We're gonna have a tryout week this semester. Just events back to back to back. If they're just wanting to get to that skill level, one thing I would say is less is better. Don't think that you just need to sit in your room and play this game all day, every day. Quality over quantity, play some matches, watch some pro league, just work on small things here and there. Know that it's going to take time. You're not going to just be able to suddenly become a pro by playing like 20 matches in one day,
Yeah. Anyway, it's just like any other sport. I mean, you got to practice. You got to know what you're doing. It's not, you can't just show up at the football stadium and be like, yeah, I'm here and I'll
Yeah.
play. It's definitely the same thing. Last question. We had Mississippi State debate on last year when they won the national championship. They got me a really cool t-shirt. What are you guys going to bring me? Can I get one of those? I saw one of those, like the uniform jerseys. I don't know
I have one
if
here.
that'll, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like what can I get, guys? What kind of
Get
swag can you hook
you
me
one
up
of those. We can get you a keychain,
with? Ooh, we
or
never
we're
have too
looking at
many.
getting some nice compression sleeves, you know, get a little
Oh,
logo on there.
I will absolutely take a compression sleeve just to have that while I'm on the show. Chef's kiss. Yes, I will absolutely take that. Mason, Gage, I really appreciate y'all's time today. This was a lot of fun. Like I said, I've been playing video games my whole life, which, as you can guess, is a long time. My first system was an Atari 2600. That's how old I am. And really enjoyed this conversation. Congrats to you guys, and continue to dominate the esports landscape here in Mississippi State. Appreciate you guys.
No,
Problem. Cal
appreciate
State.
you. Cal State.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.